You're listening to EPN.
This is Eric Dye for Facebook Radio, and this episode is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Facebook Radio is your program that keeps you up to date with the latest information on how to use the world's most popular social media platform, latest Facebook news important to entrepreneurs, successful marketing strategies, security measures within the social media space, and much more. Today we are visiting with Tony Pham, the Vice President of Marketing for Life 360. Where he applies 10 years of engagement marketing expertise towards responsibilities including user acquisition and engagement, corporate communications, and social media. Since he joined Life 360, the company has gained over 10 million people using Life 360's iPhone and Android app, grand prize winner of Google's Android Developer Challenge. Tony, welcome to Facebook Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Glad to be with you today.
So, Tony, how does Facebook fit into the customer and community engagement strategy for a family safety company like Life 360?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. I think part of the reason why Life 360 has grown to over 10 million people who are using our app is because of word of mouth. Actually, about a third of our new customers come from referrals, so having a strong community is really important to us. For us, our Facebook page is key in that it not only provides a way to talk to Life 360 users, but it's also a safe place where our customers can have conversations with each other. We make sure that we don't just talk about our product, but also provide parenting resources from experts, and also keep in mind that, you know, you have to also balance in some fun. Like, we're always paying attention, like, what's in the news. So more recently, we've been talking about how Beyonce and Jay-Z just had a child, and, you know, those are the types of things that the community loves to interact with, and they know that, you know, we're engaging with them on many levels, not just talking about Life 360.
How do you know whether or not your Facebook page is successful?
Yeah, I think for us, active engagement is what truly matters, more so than surface numbers like likes, although we have almost 5,000 of those as well. There are countless engagement metrics out there that you can use to keep track of how you're doing, but social media is more dynamic than any single statistic. For us, you know, I'm not saying that numbers aren't helpful, because they certainly are, but knowing what type of content people are responding to and sharing, that's what we're really focusing on. And by knowing that, we can continue giving our fans more of what they want and keep everyone happy.
This episode of Facebook Radio here on EPN is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He says, I was shocked at how fast it works, and their people know how to work with Macs as well. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today. So, Tony, can you give me an example of successful engagement on Life 360's Facebook page?
Absolutely. What we found is to be successful in having a positive impact on Facebook, it's all about communicating and engaging with your community. Building rapport, trust, and credibility with the individuals goes a long way and can transform into positive, contagious feelings among everyone. So, case in point is last summer when flooding was happening in St. Louis that was getting a lot of media attention, we kind of saw that people were very concerned about that, so we looked into our own systems and put out a heat map that demonstrated how people were using Life 360 as flooding was hitting the Memphis area, and even shared real user stories of folks that were able to use Life 360 to see that their elderly parents were safe, even though phone lines were jammed. And that's the type of content that we're seeing a lot of responsiveness to. And people feel good about it. They feel like they're a part of a community. And then we also get people to take action by donating to the Red Cross. So I think that's a great kind of example of how we're seeing success.
Today we are with Tony Pham, the Vice President of Marketing for Life360, based out of San Francisco, California, here on Facebook Radio. What is one of the biggest challenges you've experienced with Facebook?
I think what people really need to understand is you can't just create a Facebook page and then maintain it lightly. I think if you're going to do it, you need to take it seriously and really have a strategy in place to execute well. One of the biggest challenges anyone is going to find, including us, is getting returning users. Ideally, we'd love all of our nearly 5,000 fans to come to our page every day and leave comments and like our posts, but that's just not realistic. So I think for us, it goes back to really looking at what people are responding to most, what they're sharing, what really is engaging them, and then being able to continue to deliver what it is that you know your audience is looking for. And that's how you're going to be able to address that challenge.
What advice would you give other organizations just starting their presence on Facebook?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the big things is to know that you're not alone. You know, a lot of other people out there are more than happy to support each other and to help each other out. I know with us, there are other family parenting organizations and companies that are our Facebook friends. And so when we see things that Babbel, for example, might be posting that we think our audience would enjoy, we're happy to share that. And likewise, like, if we know that we're putting out some information that perhaps like Cozy's audience would enjoy, then they're going to be likely to share that with their fans. So there's so many opportunities and so much potential to support one another. I think people really should keep that in mind.
Good advice. Where can our listeners find your Facebook page?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's just facebook.com/Life360. And then also the best way to find out more about us actually is to use our app. Just search for Life360, all one word, in either the iTunes App Store or the Android Marketplace.
Sounds easy enough. Tom, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Facebook Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Eric.
And that was Tony Pham, the Vice President of Marketing for Life360, based out of San Francisco, California. And the website is life360.com. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, speaking of Facebook, for exclusive content and a chance to get a mention, either you or your business, on future EPN programming. It's just that simple. Type in Entrepreneur Podcast Network and you are right there. This has been Eric Dye for EPN and Facebook Radio. And until next time, enjoy.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.